Good morning, houseplants. Yes, it's wake-up time. While you're yawning and waking up, I'll read this little poem to you entitled Ode to Houseplants. Of my many houseplants that yet struggle to survive, some on various holidays as gifts did arrive, such as the Christmas cactus, jade plant, azalea, Easter lily, chrysanthemum, sansevieria, poinsettia, philodendron, and English ivy. To water, feed, clean, and transplant them is no small chore, not to mention ridding them of aphids, blight, and more. Still, they bring me much joy with each new leaf and flower. I enjoy their beauty and their unique plant power. For each plant has its own special personality. The plants that give me the greatest delight and pleasure are of the seeds, nodes, and cuttings of 4-inch measure that I've planted very carefully in pots of clay and in anxiety watched for growth day after day. You see, they are the houseplants that have grown just for me. Think now, what gives pleasure? Plants that have grown just for me. Grow, that's the bottom line, and you can do it. Say it all together now, grow, 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 grow. All right, let's get to work. You big fellows, if you want to vie with trees, you must stand tall. Try this exercise. On the count of one, stand straight. Two, up on your toes. Three, fling limbs up. Four, stretch limbs out to side and rest. Again, one, head high. Two, straighten trunk. Three, reach for the ceiling. Four, reach for the walls and rest. Repeat several times, 3 or 4 times a day. Practice daily, and you will be adding inches to your height. Here's a couple of pointers for you vines. First, I'd like to ask, are you climbers just clinging there? I hope not. A clinging vine is so inert and passive-looking. You're a climber. I want you robust and hearty. grab hold of whatever is near you and climb it. It doesn't matter if it's a trellis, a moss post, or a branch of driftwood. That's your mountain. Climb it. As for you trailing vines, here is a simple little exercise for you. Ready? Bend forward and down, and bounce, bounce, bounce. Again. Bend, reach for the floor, and stretch, stretch, stretch. This will do wonders for you if you apply yourself. Seeds, I know you feel real cozy tucked in your little pot of warm, moist earth. But I want you to stir. Otherwise, you may become dormant. Wiggle your toes. Bend your knees. Bring them to your chin. Thrust your legs down and snap up to a standing position and stretch. Relax and stretch again. You keep working on that stretch, and before long, you'll be poking your little noses right out of the soil. A word now to you plants in hanging baskets or bowls. If you're a fern, be cautious of wet feet. Don't stand in water puddles. Take your mistings, but step out of the water. Whether you're a fern or a spider plant, all you need to do is push your stems up high and lean out wide to the sides. You must practice this constantly. African violets, pay attention to me. I want you to look under your leaves at your tiny buds nestled there. Look them over carefully. See that they have the moisture they require, or they'll never become the flower you want them to be. Gently nudge the plump buds out of the nest. They're fat enough to be on their own, but continue being mother hen to the tiny ones. Meanwhile, practice push-ups every day to keep your foliage thick and healthy. Some of you plants may be feeling unhappy and forlorn because you've been moved into a new pot. Certainly, moving can be traumatic, and it's easy to mope around and be blue. You very likely felt secure in your old home, even though you were cramped for space. Now that you have more room, spread out those toes, plant your feet firmly, and flex those leg muscles. Get busy at whatever exercise applies to you and grow.